Hi, this is Hollis Walker, opinion editor of the Durango Herald. What do we want Durango to become? What can be done to make this beloved hometown and second home to many more livable, more sustainable, more friendly? Questions like that underpin the Durango Herald's decision to focus a significant amount of its 2021 commentary on topics that are of great interest to most of us. A few weeks ago, we asked readers to tell us what issues they think are the most significant for the shaping of our city and region. I really appreciate the large number of responses we got. We took your ideas into account as we defined the four issues of Focus 2021. It's our plan to look in depth at these issues over the course of the year, writing editorials and soliciting guest columns from experts on the challenges we face and their solutions. Our colleagues at KSUT-FM Four Corners Radio have agreed to collaborate with us in this endeavor. We also plan to hold community meetings, this time on Zoom, so we can engage directly with you in discussions related to Focus 2021 topics. Here are the Focus 2021 topics we've chosen. The first we're calling Beyond Our Means: homelessness and the lack of affordable housing. They seem like two distinct challenges, but they're ones that are inextricably linked, and many of our readers agreed. Robin Brodsky of Durango wrote, "There needs to be real discussion about homelessness and affordable housing. The locals who built the economy in La Plata County can no longer afford to actually live here. Economic marginalization here is real." Now, we acknowledge that Durango's elected officials, business leaders, and nonprofits have worked really hard on these issues, yet they remain at the heart of all our other challenges. For example, economic development is hardly possible if workers can't afford housing. We want to know what unexplored, innovative ideas might help house more of our unsheltered neighbors, transition them into work, and integrate them into the community. What new kinds of public-private partnerships might be forged to develop truly affordable housing, especially for young people who'd like to stay here in Durango and raise their families? Our second topic is called Doing Business Better. Ross Park of Durango wrote of his concerns for our economy. "The current attention to tourism is not sufficient to reach longer-term economic stability for our region," Ross said. "Recent economic losses, including declining gas revenues, continue to diminish our economic picture with few replacements on the horizon. We must build and promote a sufficient infrastructure, high-speed internet, affordable housing, commercial monetary incentives, civic center facilities, adequate public transportation, just to name a few, in order to attract and retain new commerce to our region." So, instead of flogging a dead horse, that is, attempting to bring more traditional businesses to Durango, how do we effectively generate and incubate more small businesses, especially in the tech sector? Can we help our struggling restaurants reinvent themselves? Can we add jobs to existing businesses? These are some of the questions we're asking. Our third topic is called Common Grounds. One thing we all share in common in Durango is our love for the environment. Steve Riddell is concerned about the risks to Durango's primary source of drinking water within the Florida River watershed and the health of the San Juan National Forest and risks of wildfire, including in the Weminuche Wilderness. David Oman says, "Durango needs to do a better job of regulating real estate development that demands more water than we may actually have in the long run." Citing vandalism at petroglyphs and overuse of trails and lakes, Gary Gackstatter, a summer visitor to Durango, wrote that much more needs to be done to raise the consciousness of how people use areas designated as wilderness or recreation areas, particularly the trails and areas around ancient sites. And numerous people simply wrote climate change as their choice for a primary Focus 2021 topic. We're including it in Common Grounds. Finally, our fourth focus for Focus 2021 this year is called Healing the Rift. The ways in which we Americans, Coloradans, Four Corners residents are polarized is legion. By political parties, through structural racism, urban versus rural differences. Locally, changing demographics, the influx of outsiders, the decline of agriculture and ranching, inequities in wealth distribution, and, of course, party politics have set people against people, effectively ending civil discourse and making acrimony and hostility the norm. How do we get beyond these superficial expressions of our discontents to once again embrace the notion of a common good? What are the dangers if we don't find a new way to relate to one another? Wendy Pollack was among those who expressed concern about systemic racism and its historical contexts. Stephanie Moran suggested we need to return to a thorough and essential teaching of civics in reading the basic historical documents of this country to come to a sensible consensus about our guiding principles. Werner Heiber said, "The question is, therefore, whether we are willing to accept that there is a common good crisis, and are we equally willing to accept responsibility by addressing it?" We look forward to a year of dissecting our challenges and finding possible solutions with you. I'll host our first Zoom community meeting at noon on Friday, January 29th, and I hope you'll join me. Just send an email to hwalker@durangoherald.com, and I'll send you the Zoom link. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.